This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
With us today is Chief Hassan Aiden from Greenville Police Department in Greenville, North Carolina. He is here to discuss his department's use of body-worn cameras, including the challenges to implementing a body camera program and the benefits that body cameras can have for both police officers and the greater community. Chief Aiden, welcome.
Thank you.
How did you decide to implement body-worn cameras?
In the city of Greenville, there's cameras all over the place. There's about 500 cameras just in public places, so you can rest assured that if you're going through the city, you're either on one of our cameras, East Carolina University camera, or NC Department of Transportation camera. Those are just the ones that are mounted up. Then you have thousands of others, like ATM cameras and different things. So we decided that on top of our, we have 100% in-car video. We wanted to supplement that with body-wear cameras, just to get, you know, the full perspective. Because once that officer gets out of the car and out of the view from the front of the car, you really lose everything. You might still capture some audio, but you get no video out of that. Our community really is desensitized to cameras. They're used to them. So it was not a big challenge to implement them. You know, for public awareness. Public awareness, you know, we did a campaign, but it was overwhelmingly in support and no issues there.
How do you determine which officers should wear cameras in the department?
We had a long conversation and many discussions about that, and we did not want it to initially roll them out to be sort of a punitive device or in reaction to poor officer performance on the street. So what we decided to do was to roll it out in a pilot program and roll it out by operational need, which was primarily our patrol. I mean, those are the ones, they're the first responders, they're the ones that are getting into the encounters that generate most of the inquiry.
How difficult was it to develop a policy for body-worn cameras?
I have a wonderful accreditation manager, and she reached out to similar communities and communities that were in the same place in terms of rolling them out and trying to develop policy. So she gathered a lot of data and essentially put it in a digestible format and what made sense for us and for our city. The more complex piece was really the retention piece inside the policy.
That's good. That's a perfect lead into my next question. Does your policy address placement of the camera, storage requirements of the video, routine maintenance of the equipment, or any other elements?
Yes, it addresses all of them. There will be some revisions. We learned through an incident that we do want to eliminate some of the options for placement because they've proven to not be the best choices. We use a product that the camera comes with several mounting options, and we're going to reduce those options to probably just the headgear. That's the best place for the cameras to do what you want them to do.
Is disciplinary action taken when an officer intentionally turns the camera off right before going hands-on with suspects? Like, how can you detect when that happens, when an officer decides that they're going to turn the camera off because they are going to use excessive force?
The technology lets us know that. Mm-hmm. Generally, though, we will have other footage of that encounter. Again, we have about 500 cameras in the city, so pretty much anywhere that you're going, you're on tape somewhere. But, if an officer intentionally and deliberately does that, there could be disciplinary action. We have not had that yet.
Do you find that it has helped to decrease your incidence of kind of excessive force or disciplinary and required actions because of having those cameras, like that your officers are performing more professionally or having less incidents?
It would be an answer based on a hunch for me right now, because we've had these cameras for 10 months, so we have not done pre and post. But it is my sense that our use of forces are indeed going down. External citizen complaints are going down. Internal complaints are staying about the same, but externals are indeed going down.
Thank you so much for providing us with your expertise and your time.
Thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.